This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents will meet today. Seven schools are asking for tuition hikes of better than 3.75%. UW-Oshkosh is not. Oshkosh is asking for an increase of only $255 in its base tuition. A vote on the tuition increases is expected to pass because they reflect the rate of inflation. The city is now wading through better than 50 applications for American Rescue Plan Act money. The city has about $2.3 million left to give out. While applicants have requested better than $12 million, city staff is now scoring each request to see which ones best match the ARPA criteria. Three new faces will join the Oshkosh Common Council later this month. Chris Larson, DJ Nichols, and Jacob Flom were all the top vote-getters in Tuesday's election. In the school board race, the incumbents Beth Wyman and Christopher Wright, along with the newcomer Tim Hess, were all elected. Voters also selected Michael Rust as the new County Circuit Court judge. The Board of Canvass will approve the results of the election coming up later today. Page two, it's officially Oshkosh Craft Beer Week. The celebration includes a citywide brew put together by brewers at Fifth Ward, Bare Bones, and Fox River Brewing. 35 local businesses are offering the citywide brew in cans and on tap. Now the Craft Beer Week runs a total of 10 days. The Oshkosh Fire Department is distributing stovetop fire stops to seniors. The device attaches to the range hood and activates in case of a fire. It's described as a firefighter in a can. The fire department says seniors are most likely to have a kitchen fire. For the last 43 years now, Oshkosh has been named a Tree City USA honoree. This year's Arbor Day celebration will take place on April 26th at Jefferson Elementary School. And Governor Tony Evers dropped by Washington School on Tuesday of this week for the Read Across Oshkosh Day. Turning to sports, Associated Press has named Zay Mitchell of Oshkosh North to its first team All-State boys basketball team, and fellow Spartan Stevie Clark was honorable mention. And Ty Halliburton is closing in on the Indiana Pacers' season assist record. He needs only a few more with a handful of games remaining on the NBA regular season. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.